It's the Carroll Broadcasting Sunrise Sides Wine and Hops Tour. Let's pay a visit to one of the Sunrise Sides premier vintners or breweries today. Thanks for joining us on this edition of Carroll Broadcasting's Sunrise Side Wine and Hops Trail. Today we're visiting one of the premier wineries in Northeast Michigan. We're talking with the owner of Valley Mist Vineyards in Rose City, Mr. Bradley Moore. How are you, Mr. Moore?
Good, thank you.
And we wanted to talk with you briefly about what is the history of the winery, and can you describe some of the variety of wines and things that you produce?
Sure. This is kind of a home hobby that got out of control. I was making wine down the basement for years, and everybody seemed to like it. Of course, you can only give it away. You can't sell it. I said, well, gee, maybe if I got licensed, I could make a little money on this. But we're a full-fledged winery here. We have 2.5 acres of grapes. And my grapes, this is the fourth year for them, and it'll be my first harvest. It's a four-year process to get your first harvest. So up to this point, there's a lot of sources of wine juices, other wineries and vineyards. There are wine wholesalers that sell the wine juice. And right now we get juices from California, Michigan, Italy, and New York.
So you're global.
Yeah. Yeah, the wineries tend to work together, especially the Michigan wineries. We call it coopetition. The more, the better.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it becomes like a destination when you have a number of them together, as evidenced by our new Sunrise Side Wine and Hops Trail. That is drawing a lot of traffic from mid-Michigan down around the Detroit area. We are about 90 miles shorter than going all the way up to Traverse City. So it's been a huge success so far.
Do you have any upcoming events?
In October, on the 27th and 28th, we actually have a hayride weekend. The hayride will be between the two wineries in Rose City, ourselves and Rose City Winery. There's no charge. It's kid-friendly. We get about 4 or 5 horse-drawn carts in here, and they just go back and forth between the two wineries all day.
Now, you're going to be participating with the Rose Valley Winery Fall Festival, I take it.
Right.
Are your wines going to be featured at that event as well?
That would be their wine dinner. That's going to be strictly their wines over there. And we do have, out of all the wines we have, we don't have any duplicate wines. So you can visit two wineries right here in Rose City and probably try, you know, 30 different varieties of wine if you can drink that much.
Well, I sure made an attempt at it the other day when I visited Rose Valley Winery for these interviews, and I'll tell you what, by the end of about 6 different samples, I was feeling pretty good.
You gotta watch yourself, yep.
Yes, you do. But they were all delicious, and, you know, so far, everything that we have tried at every local winery, everyone has had a spectacular product, better than anything you could buy on the shelf that's mass-produced.
That's great to hear. You know, these are all handcrafted. We just added an automatic label printer and label applicator, and up to that point, it was literally cut and paste every label here.
Mm.
I mean, so you talk about handcrafted, that's what you're going to see here.
Well, and you know, there's something that you just cannot beat about that, because in the old European style, a lot of your labels and bottles were done exactly the same way. There weren't, you know, 1,000 bottles of any given batch. You were lucky maybe to have 200 or 500. I can understand that.
And yep, yep.
In a way, to me, that adds to the rustic charm of what you have to offer.
Yeah, and people come in, our labels are just very attractive, and they'll want to know who makes them and all that, and it's all done right here. Real proud of that.
Well, I would be too, and congrats to your graphic designer.
Well, that's me again.
Okay.
we're many hats at this place. We're not a real palatial type looking winery as some of the nicer ones are in Traverse City, so we mm-hmm. try to keep our overhead down, and it allows us to offer the free tastings. We don't charge for any of the tastings, so it's just, I think, a great way to do business. We make friends here, and they come back, and they tell their friends. We've had to do very little advertising. It's just mainly word of mouth, and we participate in the wine festivals over at Harrisville and Tawas and West Branch, and that's the bulk of our marketing plan.
Well, and the small, intimate nature of your business lends itself to people getting closer to the physical operation, I take it.
Yeah, they can look in the back room here. We make everything right on the premise here. If they want the nickel tour, that's about all it's worth because it's so small, but, you know, we can show them the whole process. Making wine is a fantastic home hobby for anybody looking for a hobby to get into. It's amazingly easy. So I'm happy to show anybody that has an interest on how to do it. It's not that complicated. There's information all over the internet to get you started, and, you know, something to do in those long winter months sometimes.
Well, Bradley, that's the first time I've heard any of the vintners offer that. That would be worth coming to visit for right there.
Yeah, well, as I say, we, you know, like to help each other, and that includes new people who are thinking about getting into the business because, as I said, the more the better. It's a bigger draw for the entire area. Our new wine and hops trail is just proving that beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Yes, it is. And Brad, I'm so glad that things are looking bright for you and your employees at Valley Mist Vineyards in Rose City. And we wish you all the best. And we appreciate you taking some time with us here on Carroll Broadcasting Sunrise Side Wine and Hops Trail Tour, going all over Northeast Michigan and interviewing fellas just like yourself who are making a great go of it and forming this fantastic cooperative to show off the Sunrise Side.
Oh, great. Well, I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Brad.
Bye-bye.
Join us through the month of October for Carroll Broadcasting Sunrise Side Wine and Hops Trail as we follow the official Wine and Hops Trail through Northeast Michigan. To learn more about the trail, just visit sunrisesidewineandhopstrail.com.